Now, we've been talking about schools reopening on Monday. I'm joined here in studio by Dr. Abigail Collins, consultant in public health medicine with the HSE and responsible for just this issue within the Health Service Executive. You're welcome to the programme, Dr. Collins. Thank you for being with us. First of all, the level of infection at the moment, COVID infection in schools. How many cases have been detected since the schools reopened in September? Where do we stand now?
So thanks very much for having me on. The schools are an incredibly important issue and they're an incredibly important part of our society. So it's good to have the opportunity to talk about it and to evaluate what's happened over the half term. So in terms of the level of infections that we have seen in school aged children, I think one of the important things to note is in August, when the schools weren't open and children were not in schools, between the ages of 4 to 18 years, approximately 14% of all notified cases, all confirmed cases of COVID-19 were amongst that age group. And as we've returned to schools over September and over October, mm-hmm. those rates have stayed very consistent. So in September, it was 14.9% of all confirmed cases were in the 4 to 18 year old age group. And in October, when we saw a huge increase in the cases, the proportion was 15.6%. So yes, we've seen, of course, more cases amongst 4 to 18 year olds, but the proportion hasn't increased. And that's really important for understanding that schools are not a vector of amplification of infection.
So how many cases, confirmed cases, have there been then in schools among students, pupils and staff?
So I don't have the actual numbers of the cases in front of me for the 4 to 18 year olds. As I said, I have the confirmed cases. For the proportion of students, mm-hmm. and then the confirmed cases will be presented for the adults as part of the general case numbers from the HPSC.
I suppose
statistics.
Maybe to give people reassurance about this, maybe to understand exactly the extent of infection in our schools is important. Would you accept that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do understand that, and I suppose, you know, with the safest way of keeping students and our schools safe is by keeping our communities safe. And as we have seen a rise in the number of cases in September and October at a national level, and we've also seen a rise in the number of cases in school attending children in that age group. But as I say, what is important is the proportion of those children. So if you were seeing a vastly increased proportion, then you would be concerned that the schools were acting as an amplification setting.
When cases do arise, contact tracing, what supports are available or will be available to schools now reopening after the Halloween break when a suspected case arises in a school? Where will principals go?
So when a suspected case arises in a school, there are, I suppose, the processes that happen within the HSE, and then there's the interactions with the schools and the principals. So we COVID-19 is a statutory notifiable disease, so that gets automatically informed from the laboratories into the health service. And then it goes to the contact management programme, who ring up the cases. Then they identify that someone is within an educational facility, and if they are there when they are infectious, then they need to come to my departments of public health with my colleagues mm-hmm. all around the country, so we can contact the principals to investigate those cases and undertake a public health risk assessment and to identify those contacts.
So how quickly then should all of that take place? Because we had an example cited earlier in the programme of it taking 5 days between a principal notifying public health and actually getting back to them and saying, yes, you've got a case here.
So and as it was sort of stated, that wasn't the typical turnaround time.
The typical turnaround time?
So, you know, there are two components of it. So within the departments of public health, when we get informed through the HSE of the statutory notification that is there, most of our departments are ringing same day to the school or if it comes in late, the following day to the school. So we're providing within the departments of public health a quick turnaround time.
And is there a dedicated stream, if you like, for dealing with schools in the educational sector?
So, yes. Within the 8 departments of public health that we have schools teams, and it is absorbing a huge amount of the staff within our departments of public health to give a timely and appropriate response to the schools. And so there are school teams already in place. They have been, and we are working to bolster those for the coming half term coming. So they will be made more resilient, and they will be increased to provide a turnaround response. But I do want to just say one component of that is also having the contact management program on place. And as you know, that there were huge concerns with that. So that delayed us being formally informed in public health. But that is now being addressed through the increase in the contact traces and the recruitment there.
A dedicated phone line. We heard earlier from Seamus McConroy there from the school managers. A dedicated phone line really is what they are looking for. A single number, you can ring it and things start moving. Is that on the cards?
Yes, it is. And we're working very hard to make sure that that is in place on Monday. So that will only be for distribution to principals, and it will be for the context of a COVID-19 case and concerns within outbreaks or transmission within the school setting. So that will be a more streamlined communication point into the departments of public health to allow us to respond in a timely, as best timely way as is required and as is possible.
You hope to have that in place from Monday, is that right?
Yes, I suppose I'm a public health consultant. But I have a certain role within the system, but not an absolute role. Everyone's working very hard to make sure that is in place.
Just a final question specifically on a public health issue. We've seen the French now, just in the last number of days, I think, requiring students age 6 and over to wear face masks in class. Now, that, of course, doesn't apply here. Is that something, though, that might be considered?
Well, I suppose that's something that would be considered by an effort. We have the requirement for this post-primary sector. I think there are several issues with the primary sector in terms of people being able to comply with that, young children being able to safely comply with that and not actually spread increased transmission through touching the masks. And it interferes potentially with speech and language development for the younger age children. So I'm not sure that that's something we'll see. And with roughly 2%, 2.5% of positivity within the classrooms, I'm not sure that that's necessary either. But I would like to reassure parents that the data that we have seen shows a very low level of onward spread and within the school setting, and by reinforcing the messages to children to wash their hands and to not send in children who have symptoms, and to reinforce those messages within the school setting, will keep our schools open and our schools safe, and we will respond absolutely as soon as we can do with a very high level of priority for the school setting.
Dr. Abigail Collins, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme.